A long battle was fought by folks in the Gloucester area, many of which were against the Rocky Hill coal mine coming to the area. And we'll get the latest on the fact that that now it looks like won't be happening from the founder of Groundswell Gloucester, Julie Lyford. Good morning, Julie. I guess that is good news for many of the residents that that may not be happening now.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Yes, it was the best Christmas present that we could have received. It's just wonderful news. There's a little bit more work to do yet, but let's celebrate the win. It's always worth taking time and just saying we've won this one, and let's celebrate.
So let's take a step back a little bit. Why were many of the folks in Gloucester against the coal mine coming to the area?
So just some context, we've had coal mining in Gloucester in the valley with Stratford Mine and now the Dralley Mine since 1995. And that was a boutique contained mine that was only lasting 10 years. And then during the years of Ian MacDonald and Tony Kelly, former disgraced Labor ministers, they started handing out licences, you know, all over the place. And one of them was Gloucester, right next to the township. And that was the Gloucester Resources license. And basically, with that mine, that proposed mine, they were looking at mining less than 1 kilometre from family homes, less than 3 kilometres from our housing estates, and 3 to 5 k's from our schools, hospitals, and aged care facility. So the whole thing was always preposterous. But, you know, when you've got former ministers dishing out these things like lollies for $60,000, it's been a 10 to 12 year fight, a nightmare for this community to fight it, and we've won.
Well, I guess in light of some of that, most of the community obviously on your side. So with that in mind, how important do you feel the public support against the coal mine played a part in the decision going down in your favour?
Hugely important. In actual fact, I think now across New South Wales, but I'll just speak for Gloucester at the moment, is the movement to actually protect our land, water and air has grown monumentally. And just ordinary folks, farmers, townspeople, people from outside the area where maybe their water catchments are impacted, say the Taree, Manning Valley area, there's been a huge upsurge of people who are becoming activists. And I say that word as a really good word, because when you're concerned about the impact on your environment and your water systems and your ability to live a healthy life, and the people of the Hunter are well aware of these key issues, ordinary people step up because that's what they need to do. And I think the government is very, very well aware now, especially within the Gloucester community, that we deal with facts, we deal with science, we do not put out anything that we cannot correlate, and that's how we win. We actually say, people power, we're here, you cannot ignore us. One of my key phrases is that if you are going to inflict known harms on a community when it's been shown that these issues, such as compromised air quality, compromised water quality, will harm people, those government departments and those ministers will be held culpable one day. And I think that's a really powerful statement all communities should be using.
Now, Julie, with that in mind, the licences are still in the area, but at the moment, Gloucester Groundswell, you've got around 4,500 signatures on a petition calling on the state government to buy back or rescind the licence in the area. How is that going? Obviously, that's the next step in the greater fight ahead. Where are you up to there?
Well, we've had wonderful support from people in Sydney and Martin Place, the Sydney Knitting Nanners, and associated groups, especially with Lock the Gate and groups like that, have been tremendous in getting people to be aware of what's happening. It's a 70,000 population in the Manning catchment area. So over there, the Manning Clean Water Action Group have also harnessed over 2,000 signatures from people in Taree alone who don't want to see this mine go ahead and want those licences rescinded. So after Christmas, everybody's having a bit of a break to celebrate the win, but after Christmas, we'll be back onto that task. And these are handwritten signatures, so people are very keen to make sure these licences go, and there'll be a big effort to get this into Parliament and get it discussed on the floor of the House, and these licences need to go.
Julie, we will watch this continue and play out for our fantastic part of the Hunter in 2018, but I guess at the moment you're popping the champagne corks over Christmas and celebrating the win that you've had, and thanks for sharing that with us today.
Thank you, and there are a lot of people we need to care about, even people who thought they were going to get jobs from this this crazy proposal. So we need to be very mindful that there's a lot of people hurting, but it is a win and we all celebrate that.
Yes, we will see what happens in 2018. Groundswell Gloucester founder Julie Lyford joining us this morning on 2NURFM.